It's an odd time in American history. This is my first article written exclusively for X/Twitter. There are slight changes with the article as posted on X. We've never had so many lawmakers angry about what's happening to our countries. We never had the public voting red to such an extent, showing an awareness of what's occurring and a desire for it to stop. I feel the need to be speaking out on it, to introduce concepts that may help make the inexplicable explicable. And that is going to require me to state concepts which all of my readers already know about. It may feel repetitive, and I apologize, but the job has to be done. The awakening needs to be channeled so it doesn't simply frustrate us, but does its job. Let's begin. Life has a purpose. The purpose of life, as I was shown in a vision in 1987, is for us to realize who we truly are. Who we truly are is God. Everything is God. But when one of us realizes it in a moment of our enlightenment, God meets God. And for that meeting was all of this created. Meanwhile, planets have ages and cycles. Hindus call the age we've left behind as of December 21st, 2012, the Dark Age or the Kali Yuga. They call the age we're entering the Sat Yuga or Golden Age. At the end of each age is a kind of graduation. People have the opportunity to graduate from this veil of tears to a higher dimension on the way back to God. We call that event ascension. Apparently, this planet's ascension is radically new in the multiverse. Never before has a whole planet ascended, and if they had, never have they ascended with their physical bodies transmuted to crystal. Long-time readers here know that Matthew Ward, whom we feature, had a hand in the Universal Council's designing of our ascension. Remember that Matthew specializes in designing afterlife, brackets, what we'd call dimensional, environments. Who else better to assist with the designing of this planet's ascension? Everyone who resists that ascension, everyone who resists love, peace, harmony, and the other divine qualities, will have to leave the planet. As Matthew says, it's a matter of physics. Matthew, it can be no other way. Simply, this is the physics that governs life in this universe. As Earth continues apace into successively higher planes, nothing with low vibrations in any form, physical body, subversive plans, theft, dishonesty, unjust laws and imprisonment, bigotry, cruel customs and deeds can survive. It's my belief that after the approaching emergency broadcast, when the world is in a slump, having learned what is really going on, we will experience a planetary event known widely as the Wave of Love event, singularity, solar flare, or planetary heart opening. I've experienced a heart opening, so I know what's in store for us. It will lift people's spirits to a place of love, a love that most people don't even suspect exists, a love like you never imagined it could be. There will be no darkness on planet Earth then. There will be no poverty. There may be no poverty by next month if Gennesera were to come in. The gold is there. There will be no ill health. Medbeds are here. Though this event will be temporary, it will show the world what the permanent state, permanent heart opening, i.e. ascension, will be like. Matthew informs us, your world could be transformed into the golden age in the twinkling of an eye, if that belief and vision were in the collective consciousness. But it is not. And so all the changes will be a process. And from the moment of the wave of love on, all the world will align on marching forward into ascension, into the new world of love, peace, and truth into fulfillment. That's it in a nutshell. If you're on X or Telegram or whatever, we are the Golden Age of Gaia at HTTPS, etc. Everything on the site. More than 125 books on ascension, over Earth, enlightenment, the purpose of life, is free and available for download. We live by donations only. Our intention is that a child in a developing country and working on a library computer can have access to everything.